Hello. Fred Kuhn interviews our next guest expert. And now, here's Fred.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Our program today is Warrior Bonfire Program, and our guests are Bob Walsh and Mike Fox. Bob holds the position of Senior Executive Consultant with Stewart Cooper & Kuhn, and Mike Foss is the President and CEO of Warrior Bonfire Program. Mike is a retired U.S. Lieutenant Colonel Engineer in the Army and just a great guy. So welcome, Bob, and welcome, Mike.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you here. So what's the Warrior Bonfire Program all about?
Well, the Warrior Bonfire Program, first, we support Purple Heart recipients. And Purple Heart recipients are those that were injured in combat at the hand of the enemy. And what we do is we take small groups of six Purple Heart recipients on what we call bonfire retreats around the country. The idea of a bonfire retreat is, one, to get folks in the great outdoors doing a fun activity. Skiing, snowmobiling, surfing, fishing, hunting, just a myriad of different things, because there are healing powers in being outdoors. But in reality, what we're doing is we're first giving folks the team back. Most of the guys that we deal with were medically retired from the military, and you know, they didn't anticipate getting hurt. They didn't anticipate having to be medically retired. So one thing we're doing is we're giving them back that team. And it just makes it happen. There's a bond amongst veterans. There's a bond amongst soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that is just stronger than almost any team you'll see in your life. So we're giving them that team back. And what they do is they create a bond with each other, and they start helping each other out, solving issues and those kind of things. Yet the biggest thing that we're doing is we're helping them with their post-traumatic stress and working on post-traumatic healing. And I've come to realize over the last 5 years that post-traumatic stress is something that doesn't go away, and that folks that have been through traumatic experiences in their life can only truly open up to their experience with others that have been through the same thing.
Well, PTSD is a big deal these days. I see it everywhere, all over the news. I see it all over the web. How does your program at Warrior Bonfire, how does that differ from other PTSD programs or services or help organizations?
Probably the biggest differential is A, we do small groups of six, and that way it's hard for somebody to get lost in that group. You do bigger groups, 25, 50, there's individuals that just sit and don't engage and don't help each other out, and the difference is the six. The other big difference is we allow them to do it themselves. Yeah, we plan the trip, we plan the logistics, we plan the activities, we plan, you know, the airfare and all that kind of stuff, for the air travel, I should say. Yet they're the ones that are helping each other out. We don't have any formal programs, and that's what differentiates us a little bit.
So if you do all of that organization, is your organization one of volunteers or paid staff or what?
We've got a paid staff of two, and obviously the vast majority of the rest of it is volunteers. In fact, Bob is one of our volunteers. He's on our operations board of directors. In our database, we've got nearly 200 volunteers.
Is this an organization that could be replicated in other cities? Is it a national organization?
We're small, but we consider ourselves a national organization, and here's why. The folks we serve are all over the country.
Okay.
And the events we do are all over the country. We've been in 18 different states. So a national organization that is small enough to still be personal.
Are you affiliated with any other Wounded Warrior programs or any other veteran programs?
No, we're not affiliated with any other program, but what we do is we collaborate with other programs. In fact, I was just at an event last night. It was an organization that was providing some grants to us and other organizations, but the whole evening was about collaborating, working together, and we do that. We work very well with an organization up in the mountains here in Colorado, but we work with different organizations all over the country.
Okay, so you're based in Denver area, right?
Actually, we're based, headquartered in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
I've actually been to Vicksburg.
It's a great little town. But our founder is from Vicksburg, but I'm here in Colorado.
Okay. So you are, in that sense, east and west of the Mississippi. And
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. So what is the history of a Purple Heart? Tell our listeners what that's all about. Because as you know, most of the people today have never been in the military. So what's that all about?
On August 7th, 1782, President George Washington commissioned the Purple Heart. But what the award was originally was for service. So it's the oldest medal in the United States military, and it gradually turned into, I think in World War I, that the Purple Heart was now just given to injury for being wounded in combat at the hands of the enemy.
I'd like to go back to your comments about PTSD. I'd like to explore this just a little further because it's so relevant today. Are you qualified to talk a little about PTSD and how your program works to alleviate that or mitigate that?
What I want to do is give you an example of why what we do is important. The first example is not a guy from Warrior Bonfire Program. The second example I'll give you is Warrior Bonfire Guy. There's a World War II veteran named Philip Cassio. We just lost him about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month now. He was 99, like 3 or 4 days from his 100th birthday. Philip had been in a B-17 bomber going over the English Channel. The plane was shot down. They were able to land in the water and get out into a lifeboat. It was 5 or 6 of them in the plane. They were captured by the Nazis, and Philip spent 811 days in a German POW camp. In early 2016, Philip was being interviewed by the World War II Museum in New Orleans. And he told this interviewer, throughout his life, he would get nightmares. That generation's term for post-traumatic stress. And what he would do when the nightmares came, he would call up one of his buddies, talk it through, and the nightmares would go away. Then he told her that all those guys are gone. Remember, this is 71 years later. All those guys are gone. I got no one to talk to, so I've got the nightmares almost daily. So in reality, what the Warrior Bonfire Program do is helping these guys get a greater network of folks to reach out to as they've got their nightmares. Now I want to tell you a story about one of our Purple Hearts. His guy name is Matt. Matt was very young, 21 years old, when he was injured in 2013 in Iraq, injured in an ID attack, severely damaged one leg and lost the other leg. And he had come back home. He was being discharged from the Army. He was, you know, in bad shape. His wife was leaving him. And one night in September of 2013, Matt sat in his apartment by himself, and these are his words, feeling like a failed soldier, a failed leader, a failed husband, and now a cripple. And he took his weapon, personal weapon, put it to his head, and by the grace of God, something clicked, and he put the gun down and curled up and cried himself to sleep. A few months later, in February of 2014, Matt was on a plane from San Antonio to Denver, coming to what he thought was going to be a ski trip with the Warrior Bonfire Program. He was going to learn how to snowboard with his one leg. But what he found was that he was reconnecting with his brothers. Today, Matt is a double amputee because he finally had to lose that other leg. He is a national speaker on veterans issues and is a member of the Utah Paralympic team. And so that's what we do, is we want these guys. Obviously, our first goal is to eliminate veteran suicide, which is way too high. Suicide is way too high in our country, and 20% of those suicides are by veterans, which only cover about 1% of the population. But what we want and what we're pushing for is for our guys to lead guilt-free lives, because there's a lot of guilt, be productive members of their community, however that community is to them, and to have strong personal relationships with others, family, friends, whatever.
I think about your comment going back to the World War II veteran who was interviewed. And it occurred to me, my father was a navigator on a B-24. He flew 35 missions over Germany, and he never discussed it. He had no one to talk to about it. He was a member of the Air Force Reserves, but most of those guys were combat folks, you know, in the reserves mm-hmm. that he went into. But it was very interesting, and reflecting back on what you said in the story, but my dad never discussed it. He told me a couple of stories, but I don't know that they were PTSD related. They just stories. But how do you come back from 35 combat missions being shot at with flak and fighters and not have PTSD? That's just so, how does that happen?
That generation was told to keep it in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He was.
They were told not to share it. And then when they did share it, like Philip did, it was with people that had been through the same type of thing. So your father probably did have some post-traumatic stress. He just didn't have anybody to talk to. My father-in-law was in World War II, and he had 7 kids, never talked to one of them. When I came into the family, I was still on active duty at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came into the family, I was the first person he ever talked to, because he knew I could somewhat understand.
He could relate
what he was talking
to it.
About.
Right, yeah. Right. You're right. It's the military's a big family.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, folks, we have spent a delightful 15 minutes here with Mike Foss, who's president and CEO of the Warrior Bonfire Program, and Bob Walsh, who is a senior executive consultant with Stuart Cooper and Coon, on a great topic and a couple of heartwarming stories about our wonderful vets. So thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bob, for joining us today.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.